Savitri, Book 7, the Book of Yoga, Canto 3, the Entry into the Inner Countries, pages 488 to 490. At first, out of the busy hum of mind, as if from a loud, thronged market into a cave, by an inward movement's magic, she had come. A stark, hushed emptiness became herself. Her mind, unvisited by the voice of thought, stared at a void, deep, dumb infinity. Her heights receded, her depths behind her closed. All fled away from her and left her blank. But when she came back to herself of thought, once more she was a human thing on earth, a lump of matter, a house of closed sight, a mind compelled to think out ignorance, a life force pressed into a camp of works and the material world, her limiting field. Amazed, like one unknowing, she sought her way out of the tangle of man's ignorant past that took the surface person for the soul. Then a voice spoke that dwelt on secret heights. For man thou seekest, not for thyself alone. Only if God assumes the human mind and puts on mortal ignorance for his cloak and makes himself the dwarf with triple stride, can he help man to grow into God. As man disguises the cosmic greatness works and finds the mystic inaccessible gate and opens the immortal's golden door, man, human, follows in God's human steps. Accepting his darkness, thou must bring to him light. Accepting his sorrow, thou must bring to him bliss. In matter's body, find the heaven-born soul. Then Savitri surged out of her body's wall and stood a little span outside herself and looked into her subtle being's depths. And in its heart, as in a lotus bud, divined her secret and mysterious soul. At the dim portal of the inner life that bars out from her depths, the body's mind, and all that lives but by body's breath, she knocked and pressed against the ebony gate. The living portal groaned with sullen hinge. Heavily reluctant, it complained inert against the tyranny of the spirit's touch. A formidable voice cried from within. Back, creature of earth, lest tortured and torn thou die. A dreadful murmur rose like a dim sea. The serpent of the threshold hissing rose. A fatal guardian hood with the monstrous coils. The hounds of darkness growl with jaws agape, and trolls and gnomes and goblins cowled and stared, and the wild beasts roaring thrilled the blood with fear, and the menace muttered in a dangerous tongue. Unshaken, her will pressed on the rigid bars, the gate swung wide with a protesting jar, the opponent powers withdrew their dreadful guard. Her being entered into the inner worlds. In a narrow passage, a subcontinent's gate, she breathed with difficulty and pain and strove to find the inner self concealed in sense. Into a dense of subtle matter packed, a cavity filled with a blind mass of power. An opposition of misleading gleams, a heavy barrier of unseeing sight, she forced her way through body to the soul. Across a perilous borderline she passed, where life dips into subconscious dusk, or struggles from matter into chaos of mind, a swarm with elemental entities and fluttering shapes of vague, half-bodied thought and crude beginnings of incontinent force.